You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia tau te rangi marie, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te tai ao e awhinei I a tātou, tihei mauri ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
This week on The Green Desk, Jack is speaking with James Harding from the Antarctic Heritage Trust. For the past few years, the Trust has run an outreach program called Inspiring Explorers, which takes everyday Kiwis on adventures to Antarctic mountains and the freezing wilderness. Jack asked Harding about exactly what the Trust does and how one of us can go on one of these adventures.
So the Antarctic Heritage Trust is all about inspiring explorers. We care for the expedition bases of the early Antarctic explorers, including Captain Robert Falcon Scott, Sir Ernest Shackleton, Sir Edmund Hillary, and a guy called Carsten Borchgrevink, who's perhaps a name that's not as familiar as those other ones. But he was a Norwegian who actually led the first expedition to winter over in Antarctica, and his huts at Cape Adare actually the only example of humanity's first building left on any continent. So we care for the bases that these amazing explorers left behind, as well as the 20,000 artefacts that are contained in those bases. And in addition to our conservation work, we run expeditions with an aim of connecting young people with this legacy of exploration that we care for.
Yeah, that's wild. I was thinking about that kind of fact, that this is like the first, it's like the,
yeah,
it's on the a first, continent.
That's right, yeah. So these guys, they brought their ship down the Southern Cross in the late 19th century, and they kind of set up camp at this remote spit called Cape Adare, which is the home to something like 750 Adelie penguins. I think it's the biggest Adelie penguin rookery in the world, and it's known for kind of 200-kilometre-an-hour winds, and they decided that was the place to set up their hut. And those huts are still standing today, and they're part of that legacy that we care for.
Yeah, no, I'm just even like contemplating what those early explorers went there for. Why did they go there? Just out of curiosity. It doesn't seem like a very hospitable place.
Yeah, I think it was just that sense of, exploring these final frontiers, and kind of in a way that the polar regions were. They were sort of the last, I guess the bastion, of exploration, really. And there was a heavy science focus with particularly the expeditions of Scott and Shackleton and Hillary. I think in the case of Borchgrevink, it was more around, I think there was potential for sort of mineral, mining and that kind of thing. Well, that's what they sort of hoped for. But they all had this real science focus. And I suppose wanting to understand a bit more about the impact that those regions have on the world as a whole.
Mm. And I was wondering, we kind of touch on climate change a lot here at on The Green Desk, as it kind of affects everything at the moment. I was wondering, have you seen, is there much impact on the buildings or the environment down there where you guys look after?
You'd have to speak to the conservators, really, because they're sort of the ones that are, working up close and personal with the buildings. But I know just the environments themselves, even outside of the effects of climate change, they're just such a harsh place. The artefacts inside, were starting to suffer from corrosion and things, and snow and ice build-up, causing sort of increased humidity in the huts and, creating all sorts of issues for the artefacts inside. So, in terms of climate change itself, I wouldn't be able to answer that, I'm afraid.
Mm. Well, that's all right, 'cause the real question I'm really interested in is about this this Inspiring Explorers program, because it sounds like you're going places that you just generally wouldn't really go before. So this only started a couple of years ago, I think, the 2015. How did it come about, and who are the kind of people that are going on this these adventures?
Well, I suppose it came about, I guess, part of our goal is to connect young people with this legacy of exploration. And obviously, like you say, it's not a place that everyone gets to go in their lifetime. So we sort of wanted to try and give as many people as possible the opportunity to, explore these regions, and then share those stories, their experiences down there with as many people as possible, and kind of, share that legacy of exploration.
been lucky enough to go down to the Antarctic?
Not yet. Got my fingers and toes crossed. Maybe one day, but no, I haven't been myself. But it's certainly definitely on the wish list. I've obviously read a lot about those early explorers during my time here at the Trust, and they're just pretty remarkable stories. But yeah, we've led this expedition that we're in the process of getting applications for at the moment is our fourth expedition. So, yeah, the first one was in 2015. We crossed South Georgia Island, sort of marking the centenary of the first crossing by Sir Ernest Shackleton and two men on his expedition. And I'd encourage people to look up that story of the Endurance Expedition if you haven't already, because it's an incredible survival story. Following that, we summited Mount Scott on the Antarctic Peninsula, and then earlier this year led a 560-kilometre crossing of the Greenland Ice Cap, and that was honouring the legacy of Fridtjof Nansen, who first crossed the Ice Cap 130 years ago. So, yeah.
Wow. And so this upcoming one, the cut-off date for entry is...
Yeah, so we're calling on people for applications at the moment with a cut-off midnight this Sunday, the 30th of September. And basically applications are open to New Zealanders aged 18 to 30. I just really encourage people to put your hat in the ring for it. You never know.
Yeah, so how long is this one? It's like 3 weeks or something, isn't it?
It's sort of 14 days all up, including kind of travel time on either side to get to the peninsula. It's a 10-day expedition itself, and it gives people the opportunity to explore the peninsula, see the wildlife up close. There'll be opportunities to kayak through Antarctic waters with an Olympian, Mike Dawson, he's an Olympic kayaker, and he's kind of going to mentor people on the expedition. And there's just a sort of a chance to learn about that history and the sort of science and the work going on down in Antarctica.
So this is truly like a one in a lifetime kind of opportunity. Can anyone do this? Like I'm fairly fit. I wouldn't say I'm exceptionally fit.
I'm probably in the same boat as you. Pun intended. But I think really as long as you've got it kind of a moderate level of fitness, and as long as you've had some experience in a kayak, we obviously don't want people heading down that have never sat in a kayak before. But unlike the previous expeditions, this is kind of open to more, I suppose, more people. I certainly couldn't have crossed the Greenland Ice Cap on skis, but I think I'd be pretty comfortable kayaking in Antarctica. So, yeah, I think we're sort of really, it's just about having a moderate level of fitness and I guess just having a bit of resilience as well, because it's very cold down there, as you know.
Yeah, so definitely if you want to check out and go to the Antarctic, I'll put the link up on the website.
www.inspiringexplorers.com has all the information on how to apply.
That was the Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihe Modi Order.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.